Episode 6 of Idiots Anonymous. If you've made it this far, congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. How are you guys feeling today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel great.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Good?
Pretty good.
Nice. So, I have a question for you guys. What is your song of the month?
I know it's a Shawnee. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I will not be doing that. It is a song from a movie called Kung Fu.
No,
that's a Kung Fu Panda.
Well, no, isn't it?
That's what I said.
Ooh. Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
That was
Okay, this is bilingual.
Wow.
Sorry.
No. Your band.
Yeah,
she'd be playing it on the car. Would we?
It's time to disco, and nice. It's just it's vibes.
It's
can you give us like one line from it?
No, we should shut that down quick.
No,
for the car. There we go.
You have to insert a clip right here. Sorry.
I realize we haven't introduced you as well.
Yeah,
my bad.
Let's just see how long it takes them to notice.
We have a guest.
say hello. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kirsty. I'm just. Here for the week. Yeah. I get nervous sometimes. I talk very fast, but I'm going to try to speak slower.
No, do
but
it.
But I won't.
Fast and furious.
Yeah. There'll be subtitles explaining what I'm saying. It's fine. It's fine.
We need a translator. Human Kirsty translator.
I should be on
we'll
Duolingo.
Have subtitles.
Yes.
At the bottom.
That's cool. I said I should be on Duolingo. Wow.
Japanese is a real
thing. Whole language. Damn. I think it's called Japanese, to be honest.
Japanese.
But, yeah, exactly.
Chinese.
Your mouth is moving a lot like a rat.
Okay, so Kirsty, what's your song of the month?
I have a song of the week. I can't commit like that.
Trust you.
I have a commitment issue.
I'll fix that for you. My song of the week is... I don't actually know the name, that's quite bad. I don't know the name.
Loading.
Sing it. Yeah, good chat.
It's Brent.
Brent Fire.
Been Away.
Oh.
Right?
Been Away.
Oh,
been
okay.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
That's a good song. That is a good song.
Thank you.
That is like one of those 50p machines you've been in the pub.
Throw a penny at me.
He's going to be feeling that on the back of his head in the car. Play another one.
Take card as well. Just swipe.
When it takes your money,
you
can't hit it.
He's not singing.
Choose a song.
Omar?
Song of the month. I've not been listening to you loads recently. Has anyone heard the new Future album? Future Metro.
No. I started listening to half of it today.
Yeah.
It's kind of good still.
Decent, isn't it?
Decent,
I've
been
banging that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like a bit of Future.
All the lover girls out here screaming on the inside.
I like the music. I'm not involved in any of the toxicity. I'm a child of God.
Okay.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Your fingers
are crossed.
And the lie detector test
confirmed. Yeah, that's my ice attack.
Okay. Nice. My song of the month is Lock and Key by Arnella Harim, I think his name is. He's like a country rapper, almost. Like, I've been dabbling with the country a lot recently.
Okay.
I'm fucking with it. I don't know what it is. The sound about country, it just...
Country music bangs.
It bangs, doesn't it?
For real. Some of it's
I mean, that road
too. Yeah, for real, actually.
I'm performing that at your wedding.
Say it down. Wow.
I didn't even ask for permission.
I'm doing it.
That's mad.
Well, you're coming up for the second verse.
Oh, Lord.
Man, singing that in front of my family, you'd be nuts. Yeah. My song of the month is Bryson Tiller, Whatever She Wants.
Okay. Ooh, cold.
Banger.
Banger. 100%.
Every plays it like 50 times a day.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. I didn't know the song. Now I know the song. I know
word
the whole
word
song.
She knows the adlibs and all.
Did you guys go to a concert the other day?
Yes.
Yes.
Which one was that? What was that? That was a
Bryson. LA and Xavier Omar.
Oh, yeah. Because that. Was it so? Because I saw you tagged Omar in your story. Were you meant to tag Omar?
Xavier Omar looks like Omar.
Right.
No, it doesn't actually look like me.
Swear down. I said to Rihanna, I said, "Raw, like he looks like Omar." So I just thought I'm gonna tag him. Just literally.
Yeah, I saw what's happening. I looked at the story. I was like,
"We had
what's going on, bro?
You need to do this."
Yeah, Omar's got vocals, boys.
You know my thing, man.
Change.
literally, literally.
We are going to see Bryson Tiller though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's gonna be lit.
Yeah. 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 That's gonna be cold. I don't know actually, because him in concert, I'm looking forward to it because he's got bangers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But him as a performer, he's a bit chilled, isn't it? So.
Yeah, there's not a whole production going
on. I don't
think
I've seen him before. Is it just like?
It's just him on the stage.
Just him, yeah, he's just very, he's a very chilled person. Like he's a bit, he's like an introvert kind of like.
Mm. Do you prefer that though when you go to a concert?
No.
Do you want it chilled? Do you want a whole shebang?
I want a whole shebang.
Depends who you're seeing and what the music is
yeah,
like.
True.
I saw
yeah.
Neo recently and yeah. that was an experience.
Because he's got the whole show in it yeah. where you yeah. brings the people up on show.
Mario
and
as well.
Mario.
Mario gets someone on stage and Neo gets three girls on stage.
Yeah.
Neo got a grandma on stage. Got someone's grandma.
Yes.
Man made someone's grandma.
She was working that stage.
And he didn't make her. Right. She was happy.
Yeah.
Imagine that's your grandma. That might be worse than the nomination. Your grandma's mine is a Neo.
It's like an arrangement of roses that say Neo. That's the prize.
Okay.
For to that's it. The best on him.
That's
yeah.
Oh, that's
you
cute.
In a roses with his name. This guy's that's a G, bro.
I saw the clips of it though. It was just bare girls like, yeah, my name's Gemma. I'm from Essex.
There were so many from Essex.
Like, yeah. And there was like one German one as well, wasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was?
Or maybe I'm making that up.
Well, there was like, someone was like, Stevenage.
It was like, what? Someone said Stevenage.
Yeah, their voice was so low.
Who do you prefer? Who do you prefer, Mario or Neo?
Music wise? Yeah,
well, live, watching live. When you saw that concert, who did you prefer to see?
Neo. But then it was longer, so obviously he had more chance to do more with it. But. Yeah, I did prefer Neo.
Okay.
That, like, I feel like he carried the crowd a lot and he got them involved a lot. It was nice.
Do you know what I'm loving? The crossover in generations, because like Neo is
it
like
was so good.
Yeah, and you got Usher causing the madness right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's crying for tickets, but I'm like, the guy's like 50. So it's like, it's mad that these guys, because now we're not getting to
yeah, wow, so
I got tickets.
There's so many different generations in the crowd as well. It's just it
yeah,
was such good vibes. There
yeah,
no, yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, doing that at 50 is actually crazy.
It's mad, isn't it? He's not actually 50, but I just wanted to put that.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Look it up. I feel like no. Because when we were waiting for
can you add the word allegedly into
please. Allegedly
yeah. Well, this guy sues us.
Yeah, I was like, I was looking at how old a bunch of people were and I think he was like 48.
Usher but,
yeah, or maybe that was nerdy.
I think he's like 46 100% yeah. I think he's like 46 yeah. Or he's around that age, mid 40s.
He just done the Super Bowl. See how bad he was sweating.
No, but no, he, come on, that's a lot to yeah, think about the amount that he was in. Doing yeah. And he wasn't panting. You get me? Like,
yeah,
Chris Brown was panting. And Chris Brown's like
oh,
half
yeah,
his
true,
age.
True, true,
do you get what I'm saying?
It was that. It was when he was grabbing Alicia Keys.
Oh yeah.
Everyone knew that was going to be peak, innit? Everyone knew. Life, yeah. But
Jesus Christ.
I guess you know social media. They magnify those things because they make it seem a lot more worse than
yeah,
it actually is.
Yeah.
They're performers. At the
yeah,
end
yeah.
of the day.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean
it was fine.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like you gotta do it. What are they gonna do? Stand like 2 meters away from each other on some COVID vibes. You know what I mean? Like,
but if that was your girl. Let's say you
were yeah, yeah, no, I hear
Simon's
it.
Someone's run off on stage.
No, like, no, no.
Okay,
someone's airing it out,
yeah.
Bro. Airing it out.
I'm slapping him straight on stage. No, I'm joking. No, I'm joking. I'm not. No, no. It's a bit compromising, 100%. There's levels. Like, obviously, no, if his bone is behind her back, I have to be like, no, back
oh,
up.
Yeah.
I'm chatting
yeah,
to him backstage. You get me? Because man was holding her like and giving her this or grips in there. Just chill out. A little dance and that, and she walks away. Then let me choreograph that.
They're at opposite ends of the stadium.
No. Oh, no.
Exactly. Blue wine.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so my song of the week, or the month rather, sorry. Have any of you heard the new Tyler album?
My wife.
Yes.
Jump with Skilly Bang and Gunna.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I've heard that one actually.
That's the one. That's the
song.
That's
the only one
I've heard.
Yeah, vibes.
I'm playing that in the car on the way back.
Okay.
That's his babes.
Yeah.
So Ed's babes.
How ready's getting already?
I'm not getting red because I'm embarrassed. I'll say that with Chess. That's
ooh,
my babes. It's just,
so
it's just hot in here.
Someone said
he's blushing.
Maybe just a little.
What did she say in the song? Never seen a girl from Joburg. No, 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 no. Yeah, she's feeling
oh,
in South Africa.
Nah, she's lame, man. I can't lie. Tyler?
Tyler?
Hey, shout out you.
Shout out Tyler, man.
Wherever you are.
Riz music comes on now.
Exactly. Now the Riz music.
Riz music comes on now.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Should we spin the wheel?
Let's do it.
Don't judge me, guys. You're making me nervous.
It's your first spin.
No, that was a solid spin. Decent. The wood in the
Hypotheticals. That's me.
By you,
Simon.
Do you
want to do
that
one?
No, you can't.
Bro,
does
not
look at me. I was like, it's...
That's me every time. I'm chilling up here.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, maybe I am seeing Tyler, I don't know. What would you be doing had the pandemic not happened? Now that's an interesting question.
Ooh. Well, that's very interesting. Mm. I'd be probably doing the same shit. I don't think anything would have changed.
You're consistent, I like it.
Obviously, I did respect, that makes it sound like I just didn't respect the rules in it.
Yeah. Were you social distancing?
Yeah. But no, but I could keep working in it, so I was kind of calm.
I could just say Boris right now. Stay 2 meters apart, but stay don't go out, but go out.
I forgot about that. Stay at home, but half price food if you go eat out.
Shut up.
I tried a lot of places for the first time. I went to Five Guys. I was like, it's 50% off. It's reasonable.
You want to bring that back, man?
Oh yeah, I can't lie. I'm Five Guys. Best.
See?
Like, at the end of the day, we're in a recession now. Surely they should just bring that back.
I will whine on Rishi Sunak's front door to bring that price back, okay?
He's gonna double it instead.
That brother has no care for anybody. Like, bro, he doesn't even care about any kind of poor middle class person.
Have you seen the video of him where, so I think someone asked him, does he know what like the cost of a loaf of bread is? And he's like, no, but I can tell you what the cost of a bottle of champagne is. And I'm like,
he lives a different life. Like, these guys that are in power live different lives. I want Rishi Sunak to come to Croydon for a week and just live live. Like,
that's the idea for a TV show. I want 100% to live on our budget for a week.
100%. They've done it before though. They have done it. Mm. They made a politician. He couldn't survive 2 days. Mm. I swear he opted out straight away. They got him a member of parliament to live on like low wages.
That's my like man's like looking. Of I'm a celebrity.
100%. It was. It was
like rich kids go skin. I have to. I have to clean. Okay. Literally.
The one where they got sent to Jamaica.
That one was mad. They're uncomfortable. That one got mad.
I want to go home.
Man tried to get rude and walk off, and they were like, "Where are you going? Come in."
No, but say it out, the Jamaican parents would have said it.
I can't, bro. I'm not doing that. I'm not that guy. Even in Jamaica, I speak English, bro.
Damn, man. They whitewashed him.
Yeah, it's Pete. I don't try, man. I think my dad told me ages ago it doesn't sound good, so I don't. It comes out in moments if I'm relaxed, but I'm not doing it under pressure. I sound like Indian. I'm getting on nobody. Sound mad.
No, but you did it just before you started rolling. It was pretty good then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, if I'm relaxed, it's calm. But when someone puts under pressure, what did that little mixed girl do when she went back then? That's what happened to me, bro. I'll be like, back then. It's not good.
What was she trying to say?
I don't
bacon
know.
Or something like
yeah.
that.
Bacon.
I don't think she knows what she was trying to say.
No, but she was put under pressure. You see, when you're put under pressure, like if I told you speak power right now, what would you say?
That was the wrong
person to ask. 100%. You did really well actually over there. You did.
Everybody must do.
See, that was good.
Boom, boom, ina damor.
Oh,
wow! You're saying it's a Tyler. Wow.
Yeah, I'm definitely saying it's a
Tyler. Mad. Mad. Would you say that in Jamaica though? If you went to Jamaica,
probably not. There's that white guy on TikTok that goes up to them strangers.
He was in Croydon today.
It was yesterday. Oh yeah,
he was in Croydon.
There's
another guy. That's it.
No, but M dot was in Croydon yesterday. Yeah, it's the video. Yeah, Tibelda's right there. She's like,
what's he doing? Spitting.
He was filming a music video or something.
On his little like pedal bike.
You see how it like kept like lagging? He's like, it just wasn't
my
hands
just there in the front. And
I saw him blaze his story. Like, just see,
who is this? Is this the Tiki Toki guy? God, please.
That's mad.
I wasn't talking about him though. I was about the other guy.
The one.
Something real quick. When he goes to the strangers.
It gets uncomfortable for a little bit. Yeah. And then he actually runs it. Literally. Yeah.
My baby mother, she cheats on me.
You ain't seen it?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I don't know how they remain so calm.
Yeah. Right, stop with him like,
To be fair, if you went to Jamaica and you spoke like patois, I think they would love it.
Maybe, I don't know. Are you setting me up?
No, I'm not setting you up, honestly.
You don't want me to come
out. Like, what? You got to
find out. Go Spanish Town and see what happens.
You know what? I was going to say go Spanish Town and do it.
You're just standing on the other side of the road recording. Yeah. Just there, like. I'm actually following behind him. He's just a little confused.
Sorry, he's a tourist. He's not from here.
Oh my god. They're setting me up.
So,
it'll be okay.
I'm going to do that in Zimbabwe, though. I'm going to try.
What was the question?
Wait, can you read the question again?
Read the question.
What
would you be doing had the pandemic not happened?
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I would have moved out. The pandemic gave me a sense of, like, being so confined that I was like, I just want to move out. And I feel like had the pandemic not happened, I probably would have, like, saved way more money. And been at home, I probably would have had a mortgage by now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But, like, I think when you're just in an environment where you're, like, forced to be at home, you're like, yeah, give me freedom.
I don't know. I think my answer is probably similar to yours. Kind of the same shit. Because I was in uni when the pandemic happened. So nothing really changes. Like, you just go through the motions. You do uni. You're just doing uni at home. So it sucks a little bit. But
yeah,
I just get a job straight away. And then, I don't know. I think maybe I wouldn't be in the job that I am now because that kind of happened because of circumstances around COVID.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same. I think I would have met... So I was first year uni when... it was like midway through the whole lockdown thing. So we weren't meant... We weren't partying. We didn't party one time. But I feel like I would have met way more people. Because we mixed how we could, but we would have met way more people. And, like, there's people on my course that I met at graduation for the first time. And I was like, you go here?
Who the fuck is that guy?
What are you doing here? And they were like, yeah, wow, like, I've seen your name in the group chat. And I was like, oh, cool.
Like, oh, that's you. That's me.
Are you new here?
Yeah. Simon?
Me? I wouldn't be working in the job I'll be working in now.
Mm.
I'll still be doing what I was doing before. Which was more like freelance stuff. I think lockdown forced me to just get a proper like 9 to 5. We're supposed to be a stopgap, but now, 3 years later, we're still here. But that's it, really.
I don't think I would have done anything differently. The pandemic started when I was finishing my undergraduate degree and I moved home to my mum, stayed there and worked for a year, moved to Milton Keynes, moved back to my mum. Then moved to Croydon. So I don't think anything really would have changed for me. I would have probably done the same thing.
I'd love to see that though, like a, I don't know, like an alternate universe where the pandemic didn't and I wonder where everyone would be, because it's all butterfly effect. Although, for example, us lot meeting, the pandemic probably didn't influence that, but in a way it probably did as well. Because it's like those little micro actions that you take throughout that time that like leads you to do or not do certain things, and so it'd be crazy. Like,
It would have had definitely some kind of impact on what we're doing now, but
I just
don't know what.
To be fair, I almost quit my job because I was failing biology and my biology teacher was like, you need to stop working so much and you need to start doing your work, because I didn't do anything. I got sent out because she was like, you haven't done anything, you don't know what's going on. So I just went and played basketball. But
you played basketball?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Don't do that. Point guards are short. Okay. You lanky people don't know what to do with half your limbs.
That's very true. That's a very true statement. Because she said that, I think she's got game. Because she went point guard first, which is actually the truth. And she said
she knows what the players do.
Bro, she might break her ankles. You play basketball. You don't want that, bro.
Also, please, I'm not playing against 6'7" man. I'm playing against other females.
And that's worse. If you play against him, make sure. Let's do a 1-on-1. Let's do it.
I did have to.
We need to run it. We need to jump on the floor.
We have to run it.
Breaking ankles after this.
This one's saying, man's just like, oh!
Yeah,
air basketball. We haven't achieved it yet, though. But this is real. She's got the rock. She's really got the rock. Put it in your face. If she throws off the back of your head and then goes past you, you're giving it the.
That is
brilliant.
The backboard is crazy. What was I saying? Yeah, so they wanted me to quit. I didn't because I was like, no, like, that was when they were talking about lockdown was going to happen, blah, blah, blah. So I worked a lot during lockdown and things like that. And that was when I saw Blaze a lot. Mm. And I did see you as well. And if I'd quit, then I don't think that
we would have met. Yeah.
We were like, we met here and there, but we wouldn't have been as close.
Yeah. So it's like the foundation of our friendship.
It's kind of cool.
That's sick.
That's cute.
Shout out lockdown, man. Shout out COVID.
Oh my god.
No, we're not shouting out COVID. Not today.
You always shout out the bad things. You shout out the bad things.
Okay, should we spin again?
Let's spin that wheel.
That was nice.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Beers. Yeah. That's another one for you guys.
So don't. Okay. Yeah. Right, cool. Let's do this.
James Bond.
Mission Impossible.
Swerving.
Simple question. What's your biggest fear?
Oof. We've done irrational. Oh, but these are solid fears, boys and girls.
What's your biggest fear?
Serious.
It's flying.
We know it's flying for me.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck on Thursday.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be praying for you.
I mean, it might be in the video. Well, we haven't announced it yet, but I'll get to that at the end. But yeah, we're flying out next week. There might be a bit of content. But yeah, flying. You're going to see it next week. And you're all going to see it next week. Actually, you guys aren't because you guys
come
there.
I have seen it.
You've seen it, yeah.
It's very interesting.
Really?
Do you know what? It's not as funny as I wanted it to be. It's just kind of sad. I was getting ready to laugh. I was like, oh, this is going to be so funny. But bro's just panicking. Like, yeah. Bro's just fighting for his life.
Literally. And I need the window seat because it's not like a height thing.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, does that help?
It does help because it's a lack of control. So if I can see outside and I know we're not like diving into the abyss, I'm like,
what if we get you a little pilot outfit? And you feel like you're fine. Will you feel better?
You know when babies in the car
with little steering wheel.
And you can try it.
I just want the pilot outfit for the plot. Have you ever seen Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
You know when he's got the pilot outfit on and he's walking with all the girls and that. That's what I would do. I'd pretend to be the pilot.
keep it on the whole trip.
No, but I feel like if I was in the cockpit or I was flying the plane myself, I'm sure I've said this before, I'd be less scared.
And going up to the cockpit, like, can I sit with you guys? I'm scared.
Some wild control issues.
Did that movie teach you nothing?
I can't do it. But I prefer mix. I love traveling.
So you prefer you flying a plane than the
absolutely.
Pilot with 30 years experience flying planes?
Okay, it's the same way. Have you ever been in the front seat of a car and your mate is driving like at 80 miles an hour down the 20 road?
But you can drive though. You can't fly a plane.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, when I'm driving the car and I'm doing 80 and a 20, I don't do that, but I'm just saying, right? I feel more secure, do you know what I'm saying? But if it was my mate doing it, I'd be like, fuck, like shit, like I'm always.
But the plane's different though, the plane's slightly different because you can't fly a plane.
You can't fly it,
so you have to trust the guy that's got the 30 plus experience.
Because if I could,
I hear you. I think the worst part of planes for me is the landing.
Just press all the buttons.
Because that's a very scary thing. If you actually think about how detailed landing is, like, I always think, how do you even see the runway? Obviously it's not my forte, so I don't know, but how, like,
the
are you not landing?
It's a pre-input and then you're following a flight plan,
but still there is still like vision associated with it, and it's the sounds that the plane are making. Like, you heard when like 30 20 10 terrain pull up. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
abort.
I've never heard
that's
of that.
Yeah, no, because you don't
hear it. What are you doing up there?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you doing up there? How are you hearing this, bro? What the fuck?
And so like, come to the door. Like,
it was Make a Wish Foundation. But yeah, no, it's peak, man.
It's peak, 100%.
And then all the alarms are blaring off.
That alarm is crazy. I don't know what that alarm sounds like.
Nah, it's when they're like, when the plane is stalling.
When the pilot comes off the clutch too quick.
Yeah, for real.
Because you know that can actually happen, innit? You can press the clutch.
I didn't know. I really wanted to be a pilot, like on a serious level.
Did you?
Yeah, don't.
Thank fuck. That didn't happen.
Joking,
that's crazy.
It can happen. I could change careers.
I didn't know
you could stall.
Yeah, but it's not stalling like in a car. It's like, say the plane is like this. Instead of going forward, like, it's just going to go down like that.
Oh, that's much worse than stalling in a car. That is way worse.
It's much worse than stalling.
I'll stick to being
and we're getting on Ethiopian Airlines.
They're not that bad. That's who I flew with.
I can imagine, but they had a crash recently.
I don't know if that was convincing.
2019. Long time ago. You're fine.
See, my brain doesn't work
African
that way.
Approach.
I survived.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm shitting it though. Yeah. I'll be okay.
Yeah. Worst case scenario, I'm not, but you should be fine.
Worst case scenario, it's an elbow to the jaw and he's out for the rest of the flight.
That's a shout.
I can see Tashana doing that to me.
That's a shout.
Shut the fuck up.
So, anyone else?
Yeah,
biggest fear?
like the sea.
Yeah, the sea.
I just don't want anything to do with being in the dark in the sea. Anything.
Fuck the sea for a moment.
Yeah, no, forget it. Yeah,
do you remember
no.
in Croatia when I was just out far and I'm just there lying like a starfish, just like
with
floating,
Crocs on.
Holding my Crocs. just floating.
No. Just chilling. The Crocs float in the sea.
I think so.
I don't know. They were on my feet.
Shoes
would
float.
They were in speedboat mode.
Any shoe would float.
Speedboat mode.
Why would you put the strap for that?
Fuck it. You flip it upside down.
It's anti-emergent.
Exactly. There you go.
That's crazy.
No, I don't know. I don't like the sea either, to be honest. I don't hate it as much as I hate flying, but the sea is like,
yeah,
especially when you're next to big objects.
Yeah, that's when I fully felt it. Like when I saw a big ship in the sea and I'm on a jet ski, I was like, bro, get me out of here, please.
I hate the fact that it's like quiet when you're in the middle of the, like, you ride out and then you're in the ocean or sea or whatever and it's just silence, and especially if the water's clear. I prefer the water to be dark. I don't want to see the water. I don't want to see
the jet skis in Greece and it powers off out there. I just looked over to Shana like, well, it's been real, it's been fun.
Be nice doing you, pal. I prefer the sea clear though. I just don't like it when you can see the sand rushing about when it's super clear, because then I'm thinking there's like a little fish in there.
I think with me, the reason I don't like being able to see is because when I went to Greece, not with you, I went with my work
not
friends.
You. Not you.
That was great. But my friend pushed me in and we were so far out and the water was so clear, but it was at that stage of day where it was like the sun had gone, so the water was kind of grey, but you could see everything. And when you're like deep in the water and you're spinning yourself around and you can just see like water for miles, I'm thinking I'm gonna turn around and something's just gonna be behind me right now. At least the water's dark. I don't know, but if I turn around and then there's something swimming towards me, I'm done.
The Loch Ness Monster.
I'm finished. No, thank you. I'm okay.
I hear it,
please.
I'd rather crash on land than in the ocean if I was in a plane crash. The ocean is worse.
But yeah.
Yeah, 100. Imagine you're stranded at sea. Like, let's say you survive the initial crash. Then you're stranded in the dark sea in the middle of nowhere. You got to wait for the rescue team.
I agree.
Coming.
No, but I feel like if a plane's gonna crash, you're more likely to survive in the sea. Crash. If it crashes on a mountain,
the impact. Yeah.
Yeah, the impact.
Not even. Not really. The whole plane breaks up, bro.
He's passionate about it, bro.
Bro, it breaks
to the mountain.
If you crash into a mountain, you're fucked.
Yeah, but you're equally fucked.
What do you
know?
You slept through that movie.
Nah, man. The impact. The impact is still like. Still hefty, bro.
Yeah, no, it's still gonna be hefty, yeah. But I feel
and
like
then also your chance of survival probably less, because even if you do survive the initial crash,
you're dying on impact rather than your plane's filling up with water. You're strapped to your seat. You can't get out of the plane. You're gonna drown and suffocate.
Yeah. So crazy. That movie we watched taught me that dying on impact is not the only way. Man said the seats can slide.
That's peak. Yeah, see, that's what I was like. Yeah,
I've been waiting for that part.
Oh, you just smash out the ankles. Yeah, watch it. It was mad. I was like, bro, is that how you can die as well? Wow, that's an old school plane though.
It was an old school.
Yeah, that's an old school. Yeah, the propeller and all that going in your neck. It's all finished. Like, I was like, there's too many ways to die in this situation. I never contemplated that.
No, there's actually 100 ways. It's actually crazy.
It is. But that situation was particularly peak.
And this is part of the like conspiracy theories, but I think it was Blaze who told me that apparently the position that they actually tell you to get in is not the safest position. The brace position where you're supposed to have your hands over your head and your knees like,
I know what you're saying, so they can keep your teeth, and that it's not true.
No, what I heard was that it's actually the worst position, because obviously you survive, you claim insurance, and if you die, the likelihood is that no one's gonna claim on your behalf.
I've heard that one.
Bro, if my plane's ever crashing, I'm chilling. I'm baking off, bro.
It's not actually true.
I'm
not
But I'm slouching. I'm buckling my seatbelt.
That's like legs up.
Well, you can't. They can't finesse me out of my insurance money.
That's the least of your worries, bro.
Not even that's true. Trust issues are through the roof right now. What do you mean?
I have heard that conspiracy theory, but
I don't know. It's not true, but like it's just a wild conspiracy theory.
I've done hours of research on anything to do with aviation because I am terrified. I can tell you what plane we're flying on, like what the specs of that plane are.
Who's sitting next to you on the way to Mexico?
On the way to Mexico?
Oh.
If you're not careful, it'll be you, mate.
I'd have
to start
that.
Giving me stick.
I'm really
okay?
good at calming people down.
She's also a registered nurse.
I'm a registered mental health nurse, bro. I can handle you.
So I'll get the... What do you
don't
mean?
Don't say
that?
Don't care about
So I'll get the window seat and then you sit next to me then.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
My God, I can't reach.
basketball, yeah?
Oh, I knew he was going to go there when you said that. We need that one-on-one game in the summer, man.
Should we spin the wheel?
Yeah, let's spin it.
We only had two fairs, though, but I carry on.
Oh, do you have one?
It was yours.
No, I'm saying for one else, but it's calm.
Except flying.
Mine's fucking boring, man.
What's yours?
Not being successful. Boring.
Okay, that's boring. Spin that wheel.
You should double-dub into it anyway.
The hustle culture.
Solid spin.
Life and goals.
Oh, yes. That's you guys.
It's not the top one.
No.
I'm new here.
Good luck reading it.
Fucking up. I'm just going to make up that. No, cool. Should we always follow our dreams or choose what is realistic? I like that.
That's a good question.
Both.
That question was sent in by Eric. Shout out, Eric.
Oh, shout out, Eric.
Man, like Eric, you know.
Oh, yeah. We love you, Eric.
I think both.
Both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to want something, but you also have to be realistic at the same time.
Mm. Like, have a backup.
It's a nice balance, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I agree to an extent with that, but I feel like what's realistic to most people is average. That's the thing.
Yeah, but we're not worried about most people. You're worried about yourself, so you shouldn't care what other people are thinking.
What does realistic mean? Like,
he means
things
that
are attainable. Yeah.
I think it's down to what's also attainable and also what is in front of you in terms of if you have things that you're responsible for, you have to be realistic of the time scale of how you're going to achieve those things. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like in the earlier stages of your life, you got more time to achieve your dreams because you've got more time. Exactly.
Yeah.
But when you get later on in your life, you got to be more realistic with how that actually looks because then you're going to start occurring responsibilities and things.
I get that, yeah.
Yeah, so in that case, you can do both, but you have to be realistic of where you are at in life as well.
100%.
Yeah.
I think, you definitely have to be realistic and stuff, like 100%. Yeah. But I think too many people are too focused on being realistic and they don't think big enough, I think that's why most people aren't.
I've heard that before.
No, I just think most people are lazy.
Yeah, that as well.
I think most people don't. If you really want something, you have to work at it. And most people don't. Especially, I don't know. I don't want to say like a typical stereotype, but in this country, a lot of people get things handed to them, and then what happens is you just get lazy. I see it with a lot of kids. I teach a lot of kids, and they're just like, they never had a teacher in the school coming to teach them a specific thing when I was in school. Anyway, I dreamt of that, so I worked at it. But now you have, you know, all of these different, you know, accessible things for them to have, and now they're more lazy with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on how much you want it, and if you actually want it, it's going to take that graft.
100%. I agree. I do find a lot of people, especially in our generation, very lazy. And people are almost afraid to take risks.
I
think risk is a big part of it as well. But also laziness, the amount of laziness I see is great.
I hate it.
It winds me up.
And I think it's because I think a lot of it's because in life these days you get things instantly, like if you want to
instant,
if you get on your phone out, you get instant gratification. So people don't have that thought of, okay, if I put in work now, I'm going to get shit later on. Enough people have that.
It's made everything dead though, because there was a time where, you know, sounding Asian, but there was a time where like things were like not as attainable, so people wanted it more.
Yeah,
you know, now because it's so attainable, you see everything has a sell-by date quite quickly. Even food's like that now anyway, it's dead. But like, even in like football, for instance, look how quick young players just get chipped out. So like all of these industries, even music, things are just shifting quickly all the time, so people don't really aspire for things anymore because how that accessibility is there so easy now.
100%.
So
the consumption has definitely changed the way that we consume as people. Everything is so much more fast paced, even fashion. Like, look at fast fashion, fast food, it's everything. But I do think there's a fine line between wanting to work and unrealistic hustle culture, because I feel like right now in our generation a huge epidemic is this hustle culture. And I feel like a lot of the career paths that people are choosing are very saturated. When a lot of people wanted to be rappers, lash techs, with nail techs, we've got so many of them that those are no longer like attainable dreams that people need to do a lot for, because you can find them anywhere and everywhere now.
You almost see people cussing. Like, now I see a lot on social media people cussing, you know, like the people that do trading and stuff like that. And the people know that this is just it's a scam.
MLM,
do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's just like a dead end situation. So it's kind of left everyone in this position where you don't even know what's good for you. Everyone was trying to follow everyone else before, but it's like, no, actually, what's actually good for you? What do you actually like? And when you ask the person that question, more time they don't even know.
They don't know, because they want to do what everyone else
does. Exactly, yeah.
And also, we've been given too much accessibility to the point where for us, we don't know what our passions and our goals are anymore because we've got it at our fingertips.
Yeah.
There's no way for us to experience certain things and find our niches because we're seeing it in front of us 24 hours a day on TikTok, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, why do I need to become a fashion designer? I can watch a runway show from my phone. Mm. Why do I need to do this? It's sad.
Mm, it's sad.
Do you guys know what your passions and goals and dreams are? If you could sum it up in one sentence.
I took a breath and said one sentence, yeah.
Creativity. Just to be creative in any fashion. That is it. I feel that creativity leaves openness for you to just be free, you know? Especially right now within the time we're in, there's a lot of constrictions. Like, well, that's not even a word. Like, is it?
Yeah.
Swear down.
Like, constrictions, yeah.
Restrictions. No, I'm getting a point. It's not saying too much, it doesn't sound like a real word anymore.
That's not in it. I thought I was doubting myself. But anyway, there's a lot of restrictions, bro. restrictions. Yeah, there's a lot of restrictions. So we... yeah, no, there's a lot of restrictions. So I feel like a lot of people... I lost my train of thought because I was on that word, bro.
He said next.
We'll just leave it there.
Especially what we're doing right now in this with the podcast.
Yeah, like, so. I feel like that's allowed us to be creative and stay, you know. Yeah, and just give something to look forward to besides going to work and doing the mundane thing every day, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like whatever that is, that could be in anything, just to stick at something and work as a team, do all those things to teach us those skills that need us to get to the next level in anything, you know. But when we just get lazy and just think it's all given to us, we don't do that.
Yeah.
So
people don't want to work for anything, and I feel like it's such a hater culture.
Yes.
Like, people love to complain but won't do anything themselves. I can't stand stationary people. Like, same. I can't do it. I don't like people that say, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I'm like, oh cool, like, why don't you do this then? Oh no, that's a bit long.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Or they'll complain about how bad their life is.
Shut up.
They won't do anything about it.
Go somewhere out there.
You've got to work your way out of it anyway.
Like, even something like this, like the person with the wrong mindset, they'd be like, oh no, like that's too far ahead, that's out of my reach. But you can make anything happen. And I feel like my goal would be, I want to experience everything. And especially with traveling, like, I really want to go to Australia, bro. I really want to go to Australia.
Then do it.
It's some work. I've already contacted companies
working
out there.
Working holiday visa.
Sort out my visa.
Do it.
Oh, what, are you going to work out there?
Well, how else am I going to afford rent?
Well, how long do you want to go out there?
Bro, when you said good, I thought you meant like a little holiday.
Y'all gonna miss me? No. Well, I don't know. I'm still deciding. Like, but I wanted to make sure that if I did want to work there, then I have an avenue for that. I like making sure all my doors are open. I told you, commitment is very hard. So I just like making sure I've got avenues, and then I'll just dip do it.
That was cold. Yeah.
Creativity.
Yeah, that was creativity. I like that. Yeah, literally.
I was inspired.
100%. I like that. On that note, though, can I just mention, that, you know, we've heard some allegations that somebody thought that, you know, we was aesthetically challenged. So what I'm about to say is that
whoever said that, your mom's a hoe.
Your mom is aesthetically challenged. Yeah, how about that? Yeah. See me. Come South London, chat crap. Idiot. Anyway, carry on with what we're saying.
She's actually from South London.
Where's she from? What?
Bexley.
What?
Yeah.
No one.
That's not South London. Anyway. Listen. You know what? Can I just say, I'm gonna say it. Like, we are working hard to make
shut up.
Yeah. Forget that.
We know what you look like.
Don't deserve nothing, man.
We don't, we do know what you look like.
We don't shout out BTEC people, bro.
We don't shout out BTEC people.
No, we leave them out there, wayside. Anyway, that's what I'm gonna say to people out there, we're trying to do positive things, and I think what happens in this country a lot is hater culture. So we're doing something stand up. So to you out there who said that, bun you in it. Because we're actually doing something about it. What are you doing? She's sitting there chatting. Nothing.
You're watching us, bro.
Watching us, exactly.
What was the thing? It costs nothing to be rude.
Oh, yeah.
It costs nothing. I'm going to be rude back.
This person who hated on us said that you know how people say it costs nothing to be nice? Well, it costs nothing to be rude, so I'm going to just do that instead.
You're not quirky, babes.
Yeah, you are a loser.
Did the pick me pick you? Did he pick you?
Did he pick you? No, he didn't.
It goes the same for all the other people who are commenting on the videos. Like, I just think, like,
What you're sad. Yeah. You ain't got nothing going on. I don't care. Work, do something. Do send something. A picture in. Let's see what you're really about. I don't care. Like, people are trying to do positive things and you want to say something. It's
just
dead. You know
what? The funny thing is about this person, I asked them, what are you passionate about? Because they weren't, they just seemed like they weren't passionate about nothing. This was their response. I don't know. My bed, I guess.
Oh, why do we even shout around this podcast?
Let's move on. Let's spin that one.
Yeah, no shout.
Next question, no please.
Shout out revoked. Oh, my, take that and shout out.
And shout out.
Fuck a shout out, bitch. Say it in reverse.
Let's go.
No, no, no. Shout out.
Travel.
Travel, okay.
Oh, God, they're all on that side today.
Whoops. If you had to describe your name... Oh, hometown. Sorry. If you had to describe your hometown to foreigners looking to visit, what would you say? Wow. Okay.
Say that again. Sorry.
If you had to describe your hometown to foreigners looking to visit, what would you say?
Stay where you are. Yeah.
Don't come.
Don't come.
I say, if you want to come to the front lines, then go for it, man. Come true. Come Peckham.
You know, there's actually a part of Peckham called Frontline.
Really?
Bro, yeah.
Jesus.
Even I didn't know that.
Then you call it Frontline.
But then there's the bit in Peckham that looks like Miami. Which is just
bro, words!
Bro, there's like words. This little area in Peckham where it's like palm trees.
Bro, all my life it looks like Miami. When you're looking like up, Miami. It's like long palm trees.
Yeah.
And then you look down and you just see a pool of blood. So
it's near Prince of Peckham. Oh. Like where the pharmacy is and there's all those palm trees.
I'm gonna show you. We're gonna show you after it. Slap a picture.
I know where Prince of Peckham is. Wait, what are you talking about?
So you go to Peckham there.
Towards main Peckham.
And then you turn, and then there's like where the Morrison's car park is there.
Oh, where the Morrison's is. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, actually, it does look like Miami. Bro, I just drive past it like it's
mine
normal.
Would be thinking about what you walked today from the train station. I didn't feel like I was in Miami.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be donkeys, puppets, and crossbows,
and rednecks,
and
test tube babies.
Do you know what? Saying that though, outside of like cities, if you actually go outside the city, like London, and you go out in England and. It just looks dead.
It's dead, isn't it?
It's dead. And I don't mean that in a rude way to anyone that lives outside London, but it just looks different. Like,
I know what you mean.
No, I can't. It's controversial, maybe. But,
some parts are good. Like, I lived up north for probably like 3-4 years. Mm. And it's not the same as London. For me, I think because I was born in London, I'm used to cities.
Yeah.
It gets boring after a bit.
Yeah, of course.
Manchester's good. I love Manchester.
Oh, I love Manchester.
But there's a big city, isn't it? Manchester, like Brom.
You got to Notts.
Brom's calm.
It's a shithole. That you came to,
When I went to Blackpool, and I was like, what's going on here? Blackpool's crazy.
There's some towns with literally nothing as well.
Yeah.
I went to a place called Bury St. Edmunds. Like, have you ever seen the movie Hot Fuzz?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that movie, Hot Fuzz. Like, it's just, there's nothing there.
It's just a pub.
Everyone knows everyone.
The trains weren't working.
They got a cult as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because they told me, I drove to the station. Oh, nah, the trains aren't working. There's no trains going back to London today. And I was like, okay, right, cool. And I thought, there's some sort of ploy going on here that they want to keep me.
Let me edit my will. Literally. Get my affairs in order.
No, it's crazy. But I hear you, I'm with you.
But I like Bristol, though. Bristol's fine.
Bristol's
nice. Shout out Gwen.
And Che.
All of them. I think if I had to describe Paris, now Paris is different. I would say...
Rubbish revolutions and...
Yeah, they'd be on strike, so don't think about it. They're either on strike or lunch break.
Do you know what's so... Yeah, do you know what's mad?
Exactly.
So what I used to do, we used to work with people in Paris, so we used to do like meetings there. Bro, why do they take like 3 hours for lunch in Paris?
They're always on lunch break.
Bro, I can't lie, it's kind of lit. Like every time you go for lunch, it literally lasts like 2 hours.
It's such a paradox, isn't it? Because let's say you want to go for lunch. How are you meant to go for lunch if the restaurant workers are also at lunch? They're just there with their espresso.
Make your own food.
Their cigarette.
They're just baking off.
Yeah, on lunch. You want me to whip something up with myself?
It seems like every other country has like a relaxed vibe except for this country.
It's because they don't... it's a very Western concept to like... overly conceptualized work culture. Like look at Japan, like they believe that like you should want to kill yourself like for your job, you should be there from sunset to sunrise, like you're even able to sleep at work. They say that if a sign of you sleeping at work is like showing that you've worked so hard that your body is tired.
Let me say it to the manager next time.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
I've been caught lacking. Yeah, I've been caught lacking a few times.
Stop doing that, crazy.
I've got my own little sofa.
Yeah, but then you've got like other cultures where like siestas are just
normal.
Yeah, siestas is very, it's very.
But I feel like English culture, like working culture here, is very stiff. Like. If you get caught, say for instance, sleeping at work, it's not like Japan, as they said, that you're working hard. It's like, nah, you're dead. Like, you're dead. Why are you sleeping? Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's
whereas in the middle, very much in the middle of the two under the
spectrum. Yeah.
But so. I kind of agree with you in the sense that I feel like a lot of other countries are like, I feel like almost like the UK is almost like a police state. Not quite.
Oh, yeah. They micromanage.
Yeah. Very like. Yeah.
How
know.
The job that I work in has a system implemented where at the end of the day, you have to tally up every email you've sent, every meeting or minute that you've been offline, and what you were doing in those minutes.
That's so
weird. Any system issues you've had, like, it has to be logged. They have to be able to account for that type of time. And for me, that's just like evidence of how working culture here is just.
But I didn't think they can tell if you've touched your keyboard.
Yeah, they measure your keys.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, we're getting to that. We're getting to that point though. It's police state, as you said.
My old job. That's my old job.
It's just work. It's what.
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
like, even driving. Something. Yeah. Yeah. When we went to Malta. Like, there was, what, two traffic lights in the whole country? Yeah. There was one speed camera, like...
I think we saw, like, one police car as well.
Remember, we were at this bar, and this lady, she was, like, flirting with Omar, of course, because she was an older lady. And then she wants to give us free drinks.
She was flirting with Omar,
Omar was
flirting with her.
Oh, yeah, she
gave me both. A bit of both, I can't lie.
Oh, she gave me some free, that free shot.
Yeah, she gave us some free shots. I said to her, like, I don't want a shot, I'm driving, because I'm driving in another country, I'm not going to, like, start drinking. But she was like... Yeah, no one cares here. The police don't care. You can have a drink. You can drink as much as you want. I'm thinking like that. I'm not saying that's a good thing because
they're like,
No, I feel like England is the total other side of the spectrum. It's literally strict. But I think it's got worse over the years.
100%. Yeah.
Like, I remember driving. It used to be fun to drive. I hate driving.
It's
now.
Long, bro. Even
like,
20.
Oh, it's dead. It's actually dead.
Even feel it, like, deep how hard it is for young people to even drive now. Like, get their test. All the paperwork you have to fill in.
Insurance is a joke.
Not just for driving, just paperwork for everything. You want to take a shit paperwork. Fucking breathe oxygen paperwork. Like,
it's really funny that you say that because I actually do paperwork for other people's shits.
There you go.
What type was it? How much?
The joys of working in healthcare.
What size was it?
The texture and everything.
Yeah,
that's a whole chart. Bristol stool chart.
1 to 7.
Bristol stool chart.
1 to 7.
Bristol
again.
Bristol again.
So you're checking people's doo doo and
I need to because basically, okay, cool. I'll explain a little bit.
Yeah, please.
I don't just get nosy one day. I'm like, oh yeah, how was it?
No, obviously.
How was your poop today?
So my patients, psychiatric patients, certain antipsychotics, clozapine is, like, it just messes up your body in a lot of ways. And one of the ways is, like, it makes you so constipated. And if you're not shitting it out, then it's like toxic shock in a way. Like, it builds up in your system. So I need to make sure that they're shitting. And if they shit in a few days, I'd be like, yo, we need to get you some Luxedo. We need to get you on the laxative right now.
Why is that happening to one of my clients at work? We said, we're going to order you laxatives. She was like, I don't need them. It's been 4 days, babe.
One of them didn't want it. And I was like, but it's chocolate. And I had a protein shake. I said, well, it's the same thing. I'm drinking it.
They're trying to go out like Elvis, bro.
Yeah, that's mad still.
Can we spend the
money? Yeah, let's move on from this question. Oh, wow, God.
Who's that?
Who's got it?
Oh, your arms are so much longer than mine.
Okay, so this is similar to one of the questions we had on the last episode. I think we did first date faux pas. These are going to be 7 foods that you need to avoid if on a first date. So we've got the top common answers. Y'all have to come up with which the people would have guessed.
Can I just
wings?
I was going to say that.
Wings.
I never eat wings on a first
Number
date.
Number 6. You are
it's
right.
You can't do that, bro. Mm-hmm. You can't.
Can I just say, I was on a date the other day and the girl had, she ate it, like, garlic pizza bread and ketchup. Is that weird?
Yes.
That's weird, right?
That's very
interesting.
She's just dipping the garlic bread.
If it was in garlic mayo, then maybe, but no, garlic ketchup.
Garlic bread and ketchup.
No.
That's
ketchup.
A lot of garlic, though. She was not feeling you. You were not getting that.
We had gum.
That's the test. If he kisses me with garlic bread, he really likes me. That's the test.
I can't lie. I slapped that gum fan.
Ah, yeah.
How's the test going?
That was my test. Yeah. You still here?
Mm-hmm. I slapped that gun, man. I can't lie. I was like,
did y'all call
him? It wasn't even the gun. Yeah.
Bro's thinking back.
If you both have garlic, it counts for garlic.
It counts for garlic.
See, I'll gaslight you. I'm like, that wasn't me. That was you.
You just had to kiss and not inhale.
I'll brush your teeth, bro.
Exactly. It's never us. We're never responsible. We're never the problem.
Okay, so wings.
Is garlic one of them?
What about, I was going to say, is garlic
and garlic is number one on
what
the
about
list.
Spaghetti?
I was gonna say that.
Shout out to you, girl, who went on a date with and who ate spaghetti garlic pizza bread. Not on the cheese.
Well, slurping spaghetti is a
matter. I know what you mean. But I think it depends how you eat it.
You said slurping spaghetti last week. What's your obsession with slurping?
No, because it's how it sounds mad. Yeah, just. Do you think if someone eats spaghetti and he's slurping, it doesn't it make you like shiver?
Yeah.
It makes me shiver.
I hear it. Is that what you're on, Rhea? You slurping spaghetti? Is that why you've given them PTSD?
She ain't giving me no PTSD.
Garlic bread, spaghetti. Like, there's two couples and they're doing like the romantic thing with the spaghetti.
Like Lady and the Tramp.
Spaghetti. With the spaghetti, yeah. And one of them just didn't get the memo and the guy's like,
oh, he's just chewing it.
I've never seen that.
It's mine. I feel like I said
it. Fuck.
So we're too drunk. Okay, garlic
I'm
wings.
I don't. What else is it?
Are we thinking messy and stinky? That's what I'm thinking.
I want to say
cheese, blue cheese, blue cheese,
curry,
cheese, grommet.
Curry.
Yeah, I was
going to
say curry.
Yeah. Curry.
You're going to get the ooh belly after you eat that. Yeah, so yeah. I'm feeling bloated. These guys just want to go. They want to go to the toilet and mash it up.
We've got 3 out of 7.
Oh, there's 7.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's going on. I'm feeling bloated.
Seafood.
Is there any kind of seafood on
that? I think seafood's calm.
I think I like oysters.
I maybe seafood boil. That's kind of brazy.
Yeah, there's, it's messy. That's
is there six?
Thinking.
Yeah,
that'd be kind
seven.
Of
nuts. Seven.
So we've got three. So. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Damn. What else is that? I can't think of anything else. Yeah.
Nuts.
Buffet.
I wait for anything that just sounds crunchy. Sounds crunchy. Why are you eating nuts?
Going to the farm, you know?
Crunchy.
Guys feeding them muesli, bro.
Rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie chicken.
No,
none of them. Okay.
What did I say before? You said nuts.
We've got curry and we've got wings.
Oh my god!
You said cheese. You said cheese.
Cheese, yeah, like blue cheese. It's stuff that makes your breath smell bad, though, surely.
What else?
Is it stuff that's messy?
That's what I'm thinking.
Both, it's stuff that's
chili con carne.
No. Look at the accent.
Why did you say it like that?
I told you, that's why I don't put me under pressure. My name.
It's like chili con.
I don't know. Sensory overload.
You're overstimulated.
I don't know. Is it a type of cuisine or is it a type of food?
It's just anything that smells or could be perceived as being messy.
Anything like
fish. What happened?
Too brief.
Tuna.
Asparagus.
Tuna.
Yeah. Asparagus.
Tuna is on there. Yeah. No, asparagus is not on there. Tuna is on there.
Okay. Tuna's on there. So we've got four.
No.
Damn. Okay, garlic, wings,
curry.
Curry, like tuna.
Salad.
So we've got two more.
Anything I eat is messy.
Mine said salad.
Three
more.
Bro,
you got three more.
You don't want to eat a salad,
do you? How do you eat your salad, bro?
What's messy? Rice and stew?
No.
Ribs. What about ribs?
Ribs?
Yes.
Ribs.
Ooh,
that's
okay,
a shout.
For that barbecue.
I can't lie, I wouldn't mind.
So basically, no one's eating anything on these dates because it's just like, there's only food.
Water.
No one's eating anything.
Just
go for a walk in the park.
There's two more.
Oh, glizzy.
Huh?
You can't global glizzies on there.
You can't grow
what? I ate
this.
Hot dog.
No.
I don't eat that in public anyway. Why for that? But just
that's like me and the ice cream cone.
What? Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah, right. I can't lie.
Yeah. Ice cream.
No.
No, that's just you.
What's something that requires gloves to eat?
These two things.
Okay, she's giving us a clue.
Nothing that you would think of straight away, but when you do think of them, you will think, okay, like, it makes sense. I'd give you a clue for one of them. It's the after effect of eating one of these that can make it off-putting.
Baked beans?
Yes.
All right.
That's why it's a Brussels sprout.
Bro, who goes on a first date and goes, let me order some Heinz beans?
You could go, you could go on a first date to the cafe and get a fry up.
No, that's nice.
Or you could be off the hangover. With, you know. Yeah.
Okay, one last.
This is one of Ed's favourite foods.
Sweet corn.
No.
But true, I'm not eating sweet corn.
Yeah, what, corn on the cob, and that could be
onion.
I don't know. I just thought about you talking about sweet corn. Was it?
Why did
onion.
I get that?
Onions. Oh yeah, onions.
You're
yeah.
not thinking it earlier. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather
onions.
But I do that.
What's you were definitely doing that with your Shrek head, fam.
Wow.
I said, whoa. Sorry, not that you look like Shrek. My bad. Just clarify.
What the fuck?
Sorry, pal.
Sorry, pal. Don't do it again.
Isn't it? Sorry, I won't.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, sorry.
For the next
sorry,
spin? Sorry. That's it, don't do it again. Life on goals again.
Can reach this one.
Thank you.
Stretch.
Reach for that Steph Curry.
LeBron James.
Do you have any hidden talents, show and tell?
Hmm.
The floor is yours.
You're up.
Yeah, go on. That's just what you're
talking. I can burp the alphabet.
No, whoa.
She knows.
Let's hear it.
Close.
Everyone, let's get
bring it closer. On this
quiet side. In the studio. Yeah.
you better turn that way, bro.
Are we actually doing this?
Okay,
we're doing this.
Hey, little mama, let me bring it by the hand.
Okay, we need to do the alphabet. This is Kirsty's moment, please.
Sorry. Does anyone like hate burping? Because one of my best friends hates it, but she's
go for
mine.
It, sweetie.
Okay.
Do your worst.
It's not crazy.
This is your moment.
God damn.
It's like Oppenheimer, bruv.
Do I have to do the whole thing?
Yeah.
No, just do first five.
B-E-F. I'm done.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
I'm single.
Wow.
I'm single.
Nice.
You guys, listen, why? I did it to a patient once and it calmed them down.
Amazing.
They were stressed out and I was like,
they're probably thinking she should be
here. Exactly.
Yeah, I can burp down
there. We got to see them.
Imagine someone's stressed out in hospital and she just goes, by the way, I can burp down.
Voluntarily?
What?
Tell her, like, put me back under.
Exactly. Don't sing them a lullaby.
I care about results.
Yeah, that's true.
Just don't eat any of those six foods before you start doing that.
Oh gosh. Yeah,
please.
Oh, my also hidden talent.
Whoa. What's my hidden talent?
We know you got one.
Ah, I play piano. But unfortunately there's no piano here, so
I will get a clip of you.
Got piano.
Just pretend. Well, add like a gif of just the piano under your hands.
I should play that.
Yeah. But wait, what song was you actually just playing then?
It's, I know it, you go like
Fireleaf. Fireleaf, yeah. Isn't
that Papa Bell's Cannon? No.
Wow. Well,
no,
can
Bell's
we do
Bell's.
Like,
I love Papa Bell's Cannon though.
Can we actually get a clip of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we need a video of you playing
I'm a bit rusty, but you know, we'll do something. We'll do a little something.
That's impressive.
Okay. Anyone else? Love hidden that. Talent?
You've got loads of hidden talent.
Many.
Are they hidden?
Yeah, they're just
then,
talented. They're not hidden enough, actually.
Give us a little riff, man.
No.
Give us a little pop and lock, you know what I'm saying?
Baby.
Yeah. I'm a hitch up, I'm in a comfortable position. Just smash myself up on the camera.
Oh, man.
You got any hidden talents?
No, I don't think so.
Really, I love how no one asked me.
Toshana's got one though, but we're not putting her on the spot. You've got bare hidden talents.
Yeah,
you do.
To be fair.
Hidden talents.
It's not hidden,
yeah.
But yeah, you're
you sing on the sly.
Yeah.
You do sing on the sly.
No,
sly.
It's actually low-key.
Stop.
You see, but you just don't. I'm not going to put the spotlight on you. That's why we just leave it, because we're not going to do that.
I double jointed in my thumbs.
Okay, that you can show on camera.
It's icky.
Does it go backwards?
Disclaimer.
What can you do with that though? Like,
you can bend your thumbs.
Oh my god.
Wait, let me see. Oh, that's
different.
That is,
have you always had that?
Huh?
Have you always had that?
That's so cool.
Wow.
I can do it. Like,
I can do it. Why does man not do that?
Right, it looks like it was moving in 4K, bro. I was like, what's going on? I didn't know what's going on.
It's like, it's magnified.
That's mad.
Yeah, that's different.
Could you imagine? Because if someone actually tried to like give her the jujitsu to her finger, it's not going to her thumb. It's never going to work. She's looking at that shit, like, bro.
Yo, I'm more champion.
That'll be Steven Seagal trying to get her thumb and she's looking at it.
Steven
Seagal tried his hardest.
No.
She had to think about that one.
God damn.
No.
That's wrong.
There it is.
What about you, Ed? Any hidden talents?
Oh, thanks for asking.
He was patiently waiting.
Like, please ask me. Please
someone. I don't think I've got any. Like, some of mine are like playing instruments, like guitar, piano, impressions. That's not really that hidden. No.
Sorry, just interrupt. I do have a talent. I will know the song.
Carla, just give me 1 second. This is crazy.
Wait, what? This is so good.
What
is it?
She can recognize songs. Okay, you can say like, you can say like lyrics or something, that's fine. She can recognize it. But I described a music video from like, how many years ago, bro? Like from
1998.
Yeah, and I was like, "What's? How did I describe it?
What's that song with the girl with the short hair?
She's got the short pixie cut and she's singing and it's raining." And she was like, "It's this." I was shocked. Do you know how cool that is?
Can you win Britain's Got Talent with that though?
Hit a culture, what did I tell you, right here in the flesh.
You know why that was though? It's because you cut him off in the middle of his answer, so yeah, he's upset.
Screw you and your hidden talent.
Wow.
Damn. You're doing amazing, sweetie. Keep
this going. Is the topic. This is the theme of this episode. Last week it was International Women's Day. This week it's hating.
We're inspired by the aesthetically challenging hater. But you go.
No, that is cool. Can I give you an example now?
I'm under pressure.
Someone help.
Yeah, but you have to like.
What are you doing?
Describe a music.
I can only pull info out of information that I know. All right. Like if I don't know the song, I genuinely won't be
right, cool.
On the software.
The video is themed like a Clockwork Orange scene. Yeah. And the artist is clashing another artist in a car park warehouse kind of vibe.
I think I know what this is.
Yeah. They're running through. I think the time is about 1996 or 7.
Is it Ice Spice, Princess Diana?
Wow, bro. Ice Spice wasn't even in 1996. Was she even born then?
She was born after 2000.
Sorry, that music video just playing in my head right now. Sorry.
It's like, but damn, she's in the mood. But damn, she's in the mood. It's like going, damn, she's in the mood. He's got cheeks in his head. Like, damn, she's in the mood. Get money,
King.
In Ramadan.
Blink, bro. God damn!
You can't say that, but you can't control what goes in your mind. It's like, look how much goes in your mind.
I'm controlling it.
Oh, I'm controlling something.
But then,
okay. I think we should spin the wheel and move on.
Wait, you didn't get the video. Wait. You didn't get it.
Did you get
it? You're sure I don't know the song?
Yeah.
So, hold on. You said 1990s. Someone's running through a warehouse.
Warehouse / car park, kind of like a.
Tell me the genre.
R&B.
It's really R&B.
Yeah. Clockwork Orange, the person, the main artist has like the hat on, like long, like the jacket that you had on the last time he was here. Man. Yeah. But it's colourful. And they're clashing another artist who has like a blue combat suit on.
Yeah.
The other artist has a hairstyle like mine.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know the song.
Huh?
I don't know this song.
It was Usher My Way.
I don't think I've ever heard.
You never seen that video? No. And that shows you that I'm ancient. Carry on. I do anything. You don't know that song? My Way.
I know the song.
No.
You don't know.
I don't think I've seen the video. I don't think I've seen the video.
Well, no, the video she picked just happened to be old school.
So basically, they just got a video right one time and they
were No.
I said the lyrics and things. I said any lyric, but I said then she did it with a video and I was like,
and Blaze obviously is my prime witness because Blaze will use me as a fucking Shazam on a regular.
No, for real. What's that song that goes, dear? Something like that, and then she hangs up and just expects Sajana to know. So yeah, text me when you know.
I don't think I described it as well though, but it's fine.
It's just outside of my realm.
We're gonna have to run some more tests.
What, R&B? It's not outside your. That's not.
I'm an R&B baby, but I have a very niche like R&B. I'm more like love ballads. I'm not so much hip hop R&B.
Okay.
So I'm more like Whitney Houston, En Vogue, like that side.
En Vogue, okay. Alright, then. Should I try one more?
Yeah. No, just
wait, what's Ed's hidden? What's your hidden talent?
Oh, you said playing instruments. Yeah,
like impressions, it's not really that hidden.
Yeah, Scooby Doo.
Everything you do.
That's your normal laugh.
I have to do my Scooby Doo, man.
It's your normal laugh at this point.
Another wild card.
Did I what?
You said Uguay. You can do Uguay
I need to work on my Uguay impression.
Save the Uguay.
I need to remember what it's like.
Gonna grab the card, bro.
Should we do it again?
Okay, yeah, we did one recently.
Oh. Wild card.
Twice, you got a look. Oh, okay.
If it hits it again, you've got to run it.
Life and goals.
That's what we just done.
Yeah, we did.
Spin again.
Spin again. Cut all of this out.
Yeah.
Hypotheticals. That's over there.
Go for that, LeBron.
You.
Would you rather be super smart or super good looking?
Super good looking.
That's a good thing I'm both.
He didn't even think about it.
Yeah. You'd rather be super good looking.
Actually.
That one brain cell is just... inside his head,
it's twitching.
Oh, yeah, we're all aesthetically challenged, though. So, like,
you're
I
right.
guess we reach
no, but okay. Let's get onto that. Yeah, for a second. Uh-huh. I think actually, everyone is intelligent in their own way at something, right? So, isn't it down to your self belief and the belief systems that you have, instead of it being down to what other people deem you as?
Yeah, of course, but intelligence can be measured.
How? Because I'm memorizing things.
IQ?
No.
IQ, EQ.
No, obviously I understand that. IQ, EQ, like the music EQ.
Very different
type of EQ. No, I'm joking. I'm being stupid. I'm being silly. Yeah. No, but really and truly, yeah, it can be measured to that degree. But that's that's a type of intelligence. There's also common sense in that sense as well.
Mm. The only reason I said good looking is because I feel like in this society it's easy to get you monetize further. That. Yeah.
And true.
But obviously, you can do the same with intelligence.
Yeah.
Mm. But what do you prefer to be more respected for? Because there's a lot of people out here like Love Islanders and that are rated by their good looks, but that don't last long. More people that are rated by their intelligence and by what they know, what they can bring to the world, last a bit longer than
100.
Then that. So I think I'd rather intelligence, to be honest.
Yeah.
But actually, hold on. Actually, just to put a caveat in there, if you're super intelligent, does that mean you're also super clapped? Or are you just like average looking?
No, you're adding subtitles to the
You look like how you look.
I'm sexy as fuck, so.
I'm already late.
And I'm a genius, so what?
You're fine.
Basically,
then.
Don't want to be me or me. That's fine.
You're so lovely.
A roll, damn. No,
joking.
I do get what you're saying, though. I do get the point. Like, the good looking people tend, and it's a shame, they tend to go a lot further than more intelligent people in this
overall
generation.
Yeah. Majority, yeah. Obviously, there's a few exceptions.
Like, we're not going to have the next Stephen Hawking anytime soon, let's be real.
Yeah.
Like,
and he still cheated.
Huh?
And he still cheated.
Yeah.
Who's Stephen Hawkins?
Yeah.
Who's clapping their cheeks? Swear.
How?
Huh?
Wait, how was he doing that?
Well, I don't want to know, but I just want to know because he's like he was doing the math.
I
don't
want to know, bro. I want to know.
You know that meme where they're like.
Meme, that was me in Greece, bro. But I was living.
Wait, Stephen Hawking cheated?
Yeah.
He did a lot. They put in a rap on the island.
Oh, he was. Oh, wait. He was. Yeah. Wait, no. He was on an island somewhere.
Yeah.
Shit. He did more than cheat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we have to cut that out.
I'm going to beat myself
up. And walk him out. I'm pretty sure.
We have to zoom into it.
Please don't cut
that out. I'm not cutting that out.
That was actually comedy gold.
No, I have a cold. It's going to be disgusting. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what.
Nothing came out.
See, don't think
I'm pretty sure you'll catch him. Okay.
I'm going to see when I'm editing.
They're not like, that doesn't mean they're morally correct.
Yeah, no one said that.
Anything of course, they're probably more like
very
less
separate things.
Already. What's that? Say that again.
They said super intelligent people doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be. They're not always morally correct.
That's very true.
Yeah, very separate things.
Can still be. And to be honest, a lot of criminals are like
super intelligent.
Yeah,
highly
loads.
I think you have to be intelligent to be a super criminal like that to that level. Like Pablo Escobar, high level crime. Yeah, I think you've got to be off the chain.
Mm-hmm. Even a lot of psychopaths, they're like.
I don't rate them. I rate like drug dealers and that just go hard.
I said the trappers
that's high level business.
No,
man,
please, like, that's not, because I think that's a very male perspective to have, because if you've ever been with or like been around guys who trap and the police are going past and then
No, but when he
they're
says
not looking for you.
No, when they he says drug dealer, he doesn't mean
no, it's different level.
Too trappy on the block.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that's not a drug dealer.
Different
that's
levels.
A guy that sells 5 pounds.
Yeah,
weed,
bro, I'm not talking about the man that sells a drawer on the corner.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about high level operations.
That's a man in debt, bro.
Yeah, empires.
Some friendly advice: if you are a woman out there and you are dating a TT trappy, please.
Please,
just know that there is more out there. Release yourself from the shackles of these raggedy men.
T2 Drappy, give him some head, man. He deserves it. Shout out.
Listen, I think there's levels to everything. Yeah.
My aunt watches this.
What do you mean? Well, what he said was his statement, 100%. No, but I was on a different scale. Like,
he's talking about like empires.
He's talking about like Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar, not just even no, exactly. The people that have become, look at 50, for instance. He said he used to be a peddler. Now look at him now, that he's using that same prowess to create his empires. I'm not saying that, I'm not championing the lifestyle, whatever it is. I'm championing the risk factor in terms of what you have to be, how intelligent you have to be to keep that going. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do though. Mm. Go to course, yeah. Go to college, go to uni, do the right thing. You know what I mean? Put that somewhere else.
Pay your taxes.
Business, yeah, pay. No.
Or don't, yeah.
What do you mean no? I pay my taxes, but I wish I didn't. When I see
my pay, I see how much I give to the tax man, I get vexed. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
They've taken a lot of money from me.
They have.
Them bastards.
I like it.
Yeah. What was the question again?
Oh, God. It was...
Would you rather be super smart or would you rather be super intelligent?
Okay, so what was the conclusion to that?
We said super smart.
Smart. Yeah, super smart.
Yeah.
I think we're all agreeing on
collectively.
That. Sweet.
We'll take it.
Lovely. Next spin. I'm doing quite well with these spins.
Cheers.
Oh, that's you, Simon. You're up.
Yeah.
Damn. We really avoided movies and TV shows, history and conspiracy theories.
Should we rig the ball?
We had so many conspiracies and historical last episode.
You right.
Would you ever explore a haunted house? Hell no.
I would. For content.
I feel like this collectively says something. I'm so sorry about the people.
Yeah.
I would. Listen, I'm Arab, okay?
It doesn't count. You don't know my answer, because I know what you expect me to say.
That's why I said, like, not you.
But I... Wait, what do you think I'm going to say?
Wait, what's your answer? No, your answer is yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
She is exactly who I thought you were.
Checks out. I'm going to say yes.
Checks out.
Don't get me wrong, I'm holding someone's hand.
Not mine.
None of ours.
Let me try that. I ain't going to be there, bro.
Both sides.
Hell no.
You're not going to do it?
No.
No.
I just don't think I believe in it.
I'm very... I'm very curious, but also I'm just gonna be like, listen, I appreciate you, like, you're cool, I have no beef in my heart, please just.
And that's where you get yourself mauled and mashed up.
I'm sure they'll let you.
I ain't going in there. Exactly.
About, I'm so sorry.
I appreciate
for
we gonna start talking about life together. What was your life like?
I had a cousin called Kirsty once. I talked to Paul Kirsty today on the train. I spoke to so many randoms on my adventure here.
Were they ghosts?
Yeah, exactly. To make sure
I was checking.
Were they real? Was it the voice?
I didn't poop them. I didn't check.
Because see, Kirsty's life is actually Shutter Island. She doesn't work for the patients.
She is the patient.
She's walk around in lab coat that she's stole.
Exactly. I'm not even here right now.
What's that film called? When they were in, when they go to the island and
Shutter
they go.
Island,
to, no. It's not Shutter Island.
You're
no,
thinking of the. It begins with a C. I know which one you're talking about.
Yes.
As well.
I was just about to ask you.
A newer one?
No.
Oh, because there's a newer one.
And in the, like, the whole film, the buildings are turning in on each other and the walls are constantly spinning. I know which one it is.
Kaleidos? No.
The guy who plays Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You, it's got him in there. What's his name?
Is it Jesse Eisenberg?
No.
Wow, you went out there. No, that's like me saying, is it Denzel Washington?
What? I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, it's all right. I just tried
Inception?
To
Inception?
Yeah, that's it.
Inception. What?
Oh.
Inception?
No, is it Inception?
It's only because you said the building's moving and in Inception, everything.
Isn't it the dream one?
Nothing's real and everything's just like...
Yeah.
But then it all starts merging into one. It's
Have you ever
mad.
Had a really realistic dream?
Yeah, of course.
And then you're not sure, like, did that actually happen? Like, you, I get that you remember toilet. It.
Woke up crying. Wait, what?
Did you say you had a dream you went to toilet?
No, like, in my dream, I know I need to wake up because if I feel like I need to pee in my dream, I'm like, whoa, my
brain. That means you need to pee in real life.
I've done that, but I didn't wake up. Basically, I was like, no,
so
wait,
you pissed yourself.
Pause. I was younger, okay?
Last week. Are we younger?
I was 7 days younger. No, I was like 8. So two. I was just like, God damn. I was 8 and I was sleeping on the sofa. And I just had a dream and I had to pee in my dream, but I didn't wake up and I was sleepwalking. Like, I was trying to wake up. And my mum said, apparently I stood up in the middle of the front room. They're watching EastEnders. And I stood up and just pulled down my pants. And my brother threw me over his shoulder and ran upstairs and threw me like on the toilet. I just had like a bruise on my back. And I just woke up on the toilet like, why are you here? Get out, I'm peeing. And yeah, fun fact.
Wow.
Sounds quirky.
That story was told in times 2 speed as well, right? Buster Rhymes, bruv. And I was peeing on the toilet.
The end.
Should we have spin that all once more?
Let's go again. Oh, you're a soul.
That was a violent spin.
God damn.
Put the whole of Wakanda
already.
See if
we
can get a movie.
If you get a movie on TV or G.
Wild card.
Let's do one.
You've got to run it.
Do you want to go?
Don't be shook. Don't be scared.
My God.
Kazdi. Kazdizimos. That'll be your Greek name.
Oh, no. Sorry.
So.
The cards went to your team.
I'm going to freeze that. Oh, so we have to guess it, innit? Yeah. 10 African countries.
What?
By population.
As in rank?
As in who has the highest population.
Yeah, so this is the highest. This is the lowest population.
Top 10.
I'm not dumb, it wasn't clear.
South Africa. Highest. Wait, do I have to say where it's...
You can just guess the
I'll tell you 10. What number
you
it is.
Have to say if it's,
these are the 10 highest populated African countries within
I'd
the
continent. I'd say South Africa is their number one.
I think South Africa's up there.
You would say that.
It's number six.
Nigeria. No, I just know Africa. Nigeria. Is it one?
Nigeria's number one.
I was Nigeria going to say Nigeria one. First okay. as well, 100%. And you Nigeria. Said South Africa.
Well,
South
I said
Africa.
It's near the top.
South Africa is
Egypt.
On there.
South Africa is on
number
there.
Number three.
Egypt. Oh,
fucking so good.
Is South Africa number two?
No.
Six. No, it's number six. I told you.
Bro.
Oh, it's number six. Oh, sorry, Africa, sorry, sorry.
Getting too excited.
You got Africa because you're going to know this, bro.
Yeah.
Morocco.
Straight. Everyone here is African. Well,
yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, hey, yeah. No, it's far, didn't it? Sorry.
Come on, man.
I'm
going
to say Congo, but I feel like
Morocco is not on the. Congo is number four.
Oh, it is.
You guys have got the top.
Okay, so that's four.
So you're missing number two.
Ghana.
I was going to say Ghana must be on there.
In Ghana.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
To double check that.
Algeria?
Number 10.
Congo.
I already said that bit.
Rotted.
Niger. Nah.
That's. Nah, bro.
It is Niger.
What did you say?
What did you say?
What the fuck, bro?
Don't do that.
Do you think that's appropriate, bro?
Don't do that.
Do you think that's okay?
Niger.
Don't. No. Well, just because you say it in a zesty way, it doesn't mean it's right.
I thought you said it right, bro. I'm not allowed to. I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's not how you pronounce it. 100%.
Niger.
Ethiopia.
I see what you're trying to do, but number two. It's not working.
Boom.
You've got the top four.
Ethiopia, okay.
Somalia.
Zimbabwe.
Nah. Six.
Zimbabwe.
Nah. Zimbabwe's not on there.
Nah.
Bro.
Zimbabwe's.
Is it? Do you know the population of Zimbabwe?
No.
Okay.
Mozambique.
Know why you looked at me and expected me to know the hell?
Tanzania.
I'm the population of the UK.
Number five.
Tanzania.
You've got the top five now.
You got top six.
We've got seven now.
Because you said South Africa.
I've got 10 as well, yeah.
So you're missing 7, 8,
did
9.
Did I say Ivory Coast?
You did, yeah.
It's not on no.
Guinea?
Nah.
Burkina Faso?
No.
Nah.
Just naming every African country.
Mauritania?
No. You're making this up.
I'm not.
I'm very bad at geography.
Man said that doesn't exist.
I'm very bad at geography.
Bro, just delete the whole country from existence.
Gambia.
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 No.
Kenya.
Yes, number 7.
Namibia.
You got 2, 4.
So you need 8 and 9.
Namibia.
No.
Uganda.
9. What's number 8?
1.
Wakanda.
Canada.
Bro said Wakanda.
If you don't know, Bruce.
Wakanda.
Bro said Wakanda.
I thought you said Canada. I was like,
I said Uganda.
No, not you.
Oh, shame.
Wakanda.
He guessed it. No, he didn't.
Wait, what?
No, we need 8.
How many do we have left?
1.
1 left.
Number 8.
Fuck.
Is it like a well-known one that we don't know?
Yeah.
Sierra Leone.
It is one of the countries that people who are from there often... I would say the people that I met don't really classify themselves as African.
Cameroon.
Oh, it's North Africa then. It's definitely North Africa then.
Tunisia.
Close, but no.
Close
Algeria.
To Tunisia.
Algeria.
We've guessed that one is number 10.
Oh, we see, you said Morocco as well.
Have they been in the news recently? I feel like I read something.
No.
My brain is done out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can we get a clue?
It's an Arab. It's definitely in an Arab majority country.
North Africa. My brain's not working.
Same. I'm trying to imagine Africa right now. I'm struggling.
They have a very distinct They have a very distinct facial phenotype.
Somalia.
No.
That's not North Africa.
What did you say?
You're close.
That was good.
I said Somaliland.
No, you're close there. You're close.
Runs there as well.
Oh wait, no, he said that.
What's
That's what I was thinking of. I had read about. Yeah,
they have distinct faces.
Like they have a very distinct facial feature, like how Somalians and I think a lot of Eritreans have distinctive facial features. You could definitely tell when a person is from this country.
Should I give it easier hint because I don't even know getting it.
Yeah,
because of S.
Syria.
No.
Bro said Syria is in Africa.
You know what? It just came to my head. God, I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
Take it back. I take it back. It's not in Africa. Take time. Take time. I've got about four of the answers.
We've got behind the scenes even trying to guess.
I don't know why I said that. My bad.
It's like a heady one, bro.
Yeah, it would be so funny if the list that I got this from is also incorrect and it's like not even a
people in the comments like actually
African countries that begin with an S. Oh fuck,
can you just tell us? I give up.
Sudan.
Oh, Sudan.
Do you know what? That's actually what I meant. I didn't mean to say Syria. I meant to say Sudan. Yeah, I didn't mean to say.
Shut up.
Okay, cool. I think we got a. We're at time now.
Yeah,
we're done.
Yeah, we are.
Damn.
Take it away, baby.
Well, it's been fun, guys. Thank you for watching. As always, leave us some questions in the comments. Any type of feedback, we really appreciate it. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And we will be back.
Yes, please.
For episode. Seven.
And quick one as well, Tashana and I are going away next week. We've got some content. Woo! We won't announce too much soon.
Idiots
but there might
go abroad.
Sorry?
Idiots go abroad.
Yeah, exactly. So there might be a break between this episode and the next one. We don't know. But yeah, some exciting stuff coming. So stay
watch
tuned.
This space.
Stay tuned.
In a bit.
Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.